Today, we're talking with Robert Jacob, a candidate for city council in Sebastopol. And Robert, let's begin by a quick introduction of yourself to listeners, voters who may not be acquainted with you.
My name is Robert Jacob. I'm running for Sebastopol City Council. I'm currently the chair of the Sebastopol Planning Commission. I'm a founding member of Cheetahslow Sebastopol, and I'm the executive director of Peace and Medicine in Sebastopol.
You're a busy man already. Why do you want to do this on top of everything else?
I really wanted to do this because Sebastopol seems to be going in a direction that I think many of the citizens don't agree with. We have new developments happening in town, increasing traffic, not as environmentally friendly, and I want to see that the town's values are better represented on the council.
In particular, what is it that you are most concerned about, that you most would like to be a voice for?
Well, I'm most concerned specifically about environmental protection, greenhouse gas emissions, working on traffic, increasing our bus service, bicycle and pedestrian-friendly trails, and expanding our solar programs. I'm also very concerned about economic vitality, creating more local businesses, local jobs, and local careers to keep our young people in Sebastopol after graduating from high school and college, and diversifying goods and services that many times we have to leave Sebastopol to get. But also important is our social community, neighbors talking to neighbors, increasing our local economy of art, music, food, and agriculture, developing more affordable housing without the redevelopment agency, and supporting our seniors, community, and art centers.
Now, you were on the Planning Commission when the Chase CVS project was under consideration, or that came later?
That came later.
How does that inflect your thinking on all this? Does that inform the candidacy in meaningful ways?
Well, you know, CVS Chase is a very big issue in Sebastopol. And for me, focusing on local jobs that source locally, produce locally, and provide to local organizations is what Sebastopol really needs to focus on.
What's your long-term vision for the downtown then, and how would you like to see that delineated in the general plan update?
Well, the downtown really needs to develop. We need to have a Main Street. We need to continue a Main Street atmosphere that's pedestrian-friendly, that encourages local residents and makes it easy for them to get out of their cars and shop around the downtown, which means we need many smaller stores, locally family-owned businesses.
And what's your stance on the sales tax measure?
Well, the sales tax measure is definitely a necessary measure on the upcoming ballot. It's Measure Y. And without the sales tax measure, the Sebastopol city will face some extremely difficult financial times ahead. So though I don't like sales taxes, whenever possible, in this case, the sales tax increase is needed.
When you talk to people about the direction you'd like to see things go, what do you point to as examples that you'd want to see more of?
I'd like to see a city that's really focused on working with the public, that has an open vision and transparency in government, that's willing to take in the public's input and implement the vision of the people.
That seems to imply that you feel that the current council doesn't really live up to that fully.
I think many of the council members work hard to make that happen, and I believe that me joining the council will increase that.
As to the general plan update, where would you want to be most focused on seeing things changed, updated, corrected?
I really want to focus on our downtown core. I want to focus on how it develops. I'd like to see a no drive-through ordinance develop for the Sebastopol area. I'd like us to look at how we do or don't want formula businesses and national chain stores to affect our downtown.
Robert Jacob, a candidate for city council in Sebastopol in November. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.